Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Are you ready for more growth and control over your future? The Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model might be right for you. There are many paths to independence, and Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move with confidence, from defining your vision to successfully transitioning your clients. Schwab helps you build your roadmap to independence. To find your path, start with Schwab Advisor Services at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths. Today. Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Consider the RIA model. Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move. To find your path, start with Schwab at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths today.
American. I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
American
global awakening to the new world order.
American
artificial intelligence android.
American,
do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Yo, yo.
Woo.
Yo.
Man, it is almost that turkey
gobble,
day.
Gobble, gobble, bitches.
Gobble, gobble, oh. Bitches. Dude, that was the best thing. Is you remember? I think it was N64. They had the South Park video game.
Oh yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you
throwing turkeys, dude.
Yeah. The snowball fights with the turkeys.
Yep.
You know,
everywhere. Just, that was fun. I remember that.
I just bought a South Park video game and I haven't even played it yet.
Whoa!
Did you?
I didn't even know that thing was still around.
No, I bought
South Park's still around.
Yeah, man.
They're still doing shows.
They're still killing, bro. Yeah, I bought a game, and it's just like one of like I bought four games, and I'm like, I haven't played three of them. I think I don't even open them. I haven't tried them, so I have to get into that.
What are they?
Shit, I don't know. There's a space one, like a kind of a horror space one. I can't remember what it was called, and that one and golf.
Ooh.
When my brother was here, we played a lot of golf on the PS5, bro. Like we were gaming it up, dude. It was quite fun. I'm not gonna lie, it was quite fun.
Nerd.
Anyways, happy early Thanksgiving to everyone out there.
Thanksgiving Eve.
We hope everybody's planning their meals, planning the, you know, because a lot of people either go places or obviously host.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully everybody's getting their stuff together and ready for it. And it's gonna be an interesting holiday for many people in this country this year. You know what I'm saying? it's gonna be a lot to talk about.
Oh yeah. Yeah, around the table. Hopefully there's a keep the politics away, but you never know.
I think
I can't wait, dude. Thanksgiving's my fucking favorite holiday.
I
love food, I love football, I love beer, and it's just a menage a trois.
This is absolutely. You've always said it, you've been very consistent. This is your favorite holiday.
It is.
Which is your
gobble gobble, baby.
Yeah. I rank it high. I don't know. It's definitely not my favorite. Christmas is my favorite. There's no doubt.
Yeah, me too.
It's mostly, it's not just like presents. I don't really care about receiving presents or anything like that. I love it because we have kids and they obviously love it. But it's like the time of year. There's something about that time of year where it's colder and sometimes you get some snow, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
And like, it just, there's something about that where you know it's almost a wrap. The year's almost over. I feel good about that time of year. I've always liked December. You know what I'm saying? January.
Well, I feel like Thanksgiving is the Christmas before Christmas. You
it's
know what I mean?
Pre-festival.
It's like the warm up.
The pre-festival. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't normally do like a Christmas dinner, which I think I need to start doing a Christmas dinner.
Oh, okay. We do. I mean,
we never really have. Like we've up until the last couple of years, obviously. We've always gone somewhere else and they've done like a Christmas dinner.
Oh, sure.
But we have never done like a Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
We've never been home and then been like, we're going to have our Christmas dinner tonight.
Let me ask you, did you pull up the article that I sent about the turkey?
Yeah.
Because I was going to see, like, you know, you guys are ham. Chris, you're a ham guy, right?
Chris,
you
like
I love I love meat.
You just love meat.
But you've always said you like ham.
I do like ham better than turkey.
Turkey is.
Okay. This year's turkey is going to be, I hope it's going to be the shit, though.
Well, I hope you don't get one that's been sexually abused. Like this woman from California bought.
Yeah.
Someone fucked a turkey, bro. And she bought it, and there was something in it. Okay, so I'm just saying, there's something going on with this.
I don't think
that there was seed inside of this.
It's kind of weird, though. The way that they word it's always the same thing with these articles, man. Like, the wording is so interesting. So
There was butter and balls in the in these turkeys.
Well, no, it's a well, California
butterball turkey.
It says a California woman was disgusted to find the butterball turkey she purchased for Thanksgiving was completely spoiled after claims that birds were sexually abused on farm.
Oh, it was, so it was just spoiled because she was grossed out and she couldn't eat it.
Well, no. So right. this has some backstory. Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
So she did this turkey. She unwrapped it. Like she had been doing for many years. She purchased it at Menefee grocery store, wherever the hell that is. She said that hers was rotten and mistreated and bruised. And scroll down, you can see some pictures here.
Oh.
Right where the penis was
what the fuck?
Flapping against this turkey.
That looks like something I've seen before.
Online. Yeah, it does. That's a crisp turkey right there. Gobble, gobble, baby. Take those dentures out and slurp that.
Yeah. God.
Oh my God.
It looks like you know, when like the History Channel, they dissect a mummy.
Yeah.
And you got that old skin. You know what I'm saying?
You know when you see, those porn movies?
You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Where the woman has gone through too many men and it's just loose. Well, it's just a bunch of skin, dude.
That's just, that's beyond. I mean, man, if you have that, you know what I'm saying? If you got that downstairs, lock yourself up and do anybody that's willing. You just lock that person up because there's no
hope. That's a flapjack.
Well, the problem is I mean, all of it looks old.
Listen, I got to be honest with you. I got shit to say about this. Okay, I got shit to say. I want to hear this. I want to hear you guys. I want to hear what you got to say, Greg. But listen, I've been around turkeys in my day. I sell these things. I'm in the grocery business. You know what I'm saying? So I'm curious, man.
Yeah. So this was. Apparently, there was like this shocking graphic video where this investigator claimed that he saw a Butterball employee shoving his fingers up the tuchus of this turkey, the cloaca or vagina. And he was doing this for fun. Another worker,
like a living turkey,
was humping.
Wait, was this a living turkey or the carcass of a turkey? That's
I seen the videos earlier today. I seen they were living turkeys.
Okay, so they were
finger pinning them down. And doing them doggy style.
To be fair, I think this was in the Ozarks, Arkansas. This was a 2006 PETA video.
Well, yeah, the videos themselves are old.
Are they? Yes. Are they actually from the United States? Let's start with that. Are you? Are we sure about that? Because
yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
This PETA video was saying that this person was in Ozark, Arkansas, at the Butterball Slaughterhouse.
Okay.
And you had another worker humping a turkey while it was restrained.
Wow.
A second guy just grabbed the bird and punched her. Yeah, you know, and like there's throwing, striking, hanging them to death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I mean, we base level, we understand that there's a lot of mistreatment of animals in these mass, you know, farming factories.
Not like this.
No, but like I could see the punching, kicking, like the abuse, that kind of, but the sexual
shit.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to go fucking punch a bird.
Dude, listen, I've seen some videos in the past where
sometimes I feel like I could punch a bird.
Yeah. Well, like it's this.
Oh, yeah. Is that a euphemism?
It's this. So we all understand that like what free range is compared to like cage free.
Yeah. They're fighting techniques.
Well, sure.
Oh.
I mean, they could be.
Oh, this is like one of those slang terms for like.
No, I'm saying it's not what it's cracked up to be. Like, there's one that's actually really good, and I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but it's not free range. It might be, I don't remember. But either way, like cage free, people think that that's like these chickens are good. No, they're still like bunched up on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's just no cages. That what you saw in that picture was cage, right? So here's what I'm talking about with the kicking. This is fact. You walk into these places. And there's birds everywhere on the ground.
Yeah.
And so when you walk through, you're just like, you have to kick around the turkey.
See, that I can see, but like reaching down and intentionally just fucking doing a Mike Tyson. Oh,
no, listen, bro, I can believe 100%. Because listen, we got to be honest, right? Some of these pays probably not great, especially like low-level employees are just cleaning shit. They're getting 10 bucks an hour. If you're in the Arkansas, maybe it's cheaper than that. They're going in there to do their shit. You know they're fucking kicking birds across the floor. Like there's no doubt. That they're fucking booting a fucking chicken. You know what I'm saying? I know it for a fact. I guarantee it. Because they don't give a fuck. They're getting paid $9 an hour. They don't give a fuck, dude.
Well, they do give a fuck. They're fucking.
Apparently.
Well, that's different.
They do give several thrusts.
Yeah, that is going back to our last episode. That is different, though. You know what I'm saying?
They clearly give a fuck.
That's what you get for $9 an hour.
Well, so, like, I don't know, dude.
He's like, fuck me? No, fuck you, chicken.
Literally, fuck you.
Yeah, dude.
Imagine if you liked that and you're like, dude, I can't wait to go to work tomorrow. Yeah. I got my pickings galore.
Man, it's like, should I jerk off before work? Nope. There's chickens ready.
No way.
God damn.
You got to save it up. Dude.
Okay, so this story, let's go to the story. Because PETA, there's a video and somebody basically finger banged a chicken.
So that's what I don't understand. I think the video footage is from 2006, and so they're claiming that that's maybe these practices are still occurring. Sure. I don't know.
Well, listen, I'm certainly not going to say, I'm certainly not going to say that these things don't happen. I think when it comes to animals and certain people, they do some really sick fucking shit. And the best you can do is try to avoid it. I would imagine, especially nowadays, these companies are, in general, probably a little more...
Chris is laughing.
Well, he's looking
at the... Are you watching a video?
He's looking
I laughed at her lifting the flap.
She's lifting the flap.
I don't know what she's... Like, what exactly is...
Like, this doesn't look good, obviously.
Yeah, I can talk about that. That's to me, I can go with that a little bit. But that other one, I'm not really sure what she's trying
show. I don't know what she's showing either. That she just
That's where he stuck it in,
she's
dude.
Just
that's,
lifting the skin.
He lifted up the skin flap and just thrust it.
So I'll tell you this, man. It's not a practice of that is common, but I've seen it. So here's the thing.
Fucking
with,
turkeys?
No. No, I'm trying to explain it from a non-fucking way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So here's the thing with
turkeys. Everything you say, I'm going to flip it to a fucking way.
So major stores, I've been in a couple different companies, right? Three different companies, all different styles, but all relatively large movement. And the thing with the holiday is like turkeys, and we know this, turkeys are not really commonly sold year round. Like people do buy turkeys, but like really you're buying it one time a year.
Yeah. Maybe.
But I don't know why that's not the case. And I'm not going to get that because I think turkey's delicious and it's not that hard to make. So why not more? But that's the case. So when the holiday comes, these companies get a large amount of turkeys.
Yep.
Excessive amounts of turkey.
Too
much to handle Randall. And so the issue that you have is that after the holiday, you're sitting on a lot of turkey, generally.
Dude, 15 million turkeys across the country, Butterball has sold.
Yeah, they sold them.
In this month alone. I don't know why I said that, like Yoda, too.
But how many did they produce?
No, that's what they sold. So if I'm guessing, that's what they sold to companies, right? So we buy pallets of turkeys.
Yeah.
And that's, let's say it's 500 or 1,000 or whatever it is. That's Butterball's company sold those to us. Now we're responsible for those. You know what I'm
saying? How are we talking about fucking turkeys and not bringing anything up about basting? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Get out the baster, baby. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. You got that pre-juiced. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, right there.
Yeah, yeah. Come it's on. Already there's injected. You know what I mean?
Right?
Yeah. No, here's the thing, though.
All natural.
This is long-winded, but I'll make it short, man. So the issue that you have is that these turkeys, after the holidays, these companies have these turkeys, and quite honestly, they sit on them the entire year. And then next holiday,
they sell the same.
They
ones?
Are selling those turkeys again.
Come on.
Now, here's the thing about frozen. You can freeze. Most standard is a year, but a lot of times it can be longer than that. So it's not that it's out of the realm of being okay. The issue is that freezer burn happens, okay?
Yep.
If there's an open package, it's sitting for a year. That explains to me, when I look at the top of that turkey, that thing had probably a bad seal.
It was freezer
burnt. And, like, when they thawed it out, it looked like absolute dog shit. Hmm. It looked like pussy lip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Made it easier. Made it easier to...
yeah, I'm not buying that.
Easy turkey.
But you can't just say, like, well, PETA 8 years ago or 10 years ago had a video of a guy fucking a turkey, and this one absolutely has been fucked.
Dude,
it's a little fucking...
Because, like, in this article...
I guarantee you that's not the only video of dudes fucking turkeys.
I know, but shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
I mean,
dude, remember like years ago up in Seattle, there was a dude who had sex with a horse?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Like,
yeah. Well, actually, there's a documentary. I believe a documentary, like a kind of documentary, a mini documentary on YouTube, maybe. You should be able to find it. But in the peninsula of Washington, okay, and you've been up in that area, Greg, like Forks and shit. There's some areas over there. There's actually
you got to watch your back.
There's a community. Of horse
fuckers.
Yeah, there's a community.
Horse fuckers?
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the few in the country, and they actually do that, like, openly.
They just practice.
They have horse sex fucking. With animals.
Whoa, are they a cult? Dude.
Okay.
No, it's a group. It's just a group.
How is that legal?
Sounds like
a, I don't think it not. Is legal.
I don't think it is legal.
But they, I don't think they can really prove it because they don't like really.
Well, in most states, it's illegal to have sex with animals, right?
In most states.
But it's not if the animal fucks you.
Oh. And they do get. They
yeah.
Do, they,
I actually heard that. I forget what state it was. They actually
wow,
had
we're,
to.
We're talking about bestiality here, everybody.
They yeah. had to actually make it illegal in one of the states because they ended up dying.
Yeah, that might have been penetrated a little too far.
Yeah.
These statutes. Okay, so as of June of 2021, only Hawaii, New Mexico, West Virginia, and Wyoming did not have laws against bestiality.
Wait. Hawaii?
Hawaii.
You can in Hawaii?
New Mexico, give West Virginia, hog. And Wyoming.
And good so, old Wyoming, dude. You can always trust a good horse fuck in Wyoming.
You'll go to jail in Hawaii if you touch a turtle, but you can fuck all the animals.
That is so disgusting.
It's crazy that
right?
They,
like, what, can, the turtle.
You
yes.
can fuck all the other animals you want. Just don't touch a turtle.
Dude, it's crazy.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Hands off that damn turtle. Go fuck a rabbit. Something, I don't know.
Dude, it's pretty wild that they actually have, like, you can be found guilty of a misdemeanor or a felony. It's like, what's a, so you only, wait, did you just jerk the horse off? Or did you actually, like, have sex with the horse? Because one's a felony, one's a misdemeanor. Like, that's,
yeah, right?
It's like, no, you fucking fucked around with a
yeah,
horse.
They had
that
to have,
should just be.
They had to have yeah. that conversation and, like, make these different levels of regulation. Like, that,
imagine if you're the
what,
judge. You're the judge trying that case. Like, well, did the horse reach maximum climax? If so, that is yeah. a penalty of blah, 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 blah.
Has there ever been like an actual trial against that? Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Like,
100%. Yeah.
Can you imagine
oh,
yeah, having yeah. to defend that person and like yeah. litigate the whole thing? Like,
yeah, I don't know that you could.
If the glove doesn't fit.
Yeah, you'd have to be the slimiest fucking lawyer yeah. ever.
They just change it from like a Diddy party to a giddy up party. You know what I'm saying?
A giddy up
party. A giddy up party, bro.
Where's my lasso? Yeah. Giddy.
It's a giddy party,
that
bro.
That's hilarious.
Giddy up, yeah. baby.
Giddy up.
Giddy up, dude.
Goddamn farmers.
Wow.
Yeah, well, here's the thing that's like wild, though. And this is where it gets weird, right? It's because obviously farmers, they breed horses and they breed other animals. So, and you remember like fucking Wild Boys and shit, Steve-O and
Freddy got fingered.
Freddy got fingered. He was fucking
Tom Green. Yeah.
Tom Green was like jerking that horse off.
Dude. Look, Daddy, I'm a farmer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So the thing is like you see it and you know that people do this, and obviously it's for something. It's not like they're literally trying to. Maybe they do though. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, in order to like go jerk a horse, even if it's for a reason, and it's like we're doing this to breed this horse,
yeah.
you're still fucking rubbing off a horse, bro. Like, let's be real.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Mm. It's a.
Dude, it is you know weird. What I think this is?
It's all for science.
So throughout this article, they're talking about like eyeballs popping out, like crushing the heads of these poor turkeys. You know what I'm talking about? Like breaking their legs on purpose. And littered throughout this article is vegetarianism. The woman who bought this bruised turkey was like, well, vegetarianism looks really good right now. And you had the PETA program manager for the vegan campaign.
Yeah.
She's the one speaking out about this. And down at the bottom of the article, you have people talking about like they're offering you like vegan options.
Yeah.
Like you can always switch to this vegan meat over here.
It's not good.
And so I'm thinking like this is a push to get people to not buy meat.
Well,
this is a vegan push, dude. It's one of those global initiatives.
Yeah. No, listen, it's first and foremost, it's not going to work. Okay. I'm just being real. It's not going to work, but you're 100%
right. I will never stop putting meat in my mouth.
No, absolutely not, dude.
Nor on my dick.
Oh, God. I'm with you. So it's not, I don't know that it's some like huge thing, but when somebody posts something and they tie this in, of course, a group like PETA are going to jump on this shit like it like fucking flies on shit, because this is ammunition, right? Like you see what they're doing, but there's no evidence of it. That's what I want to be very clear. Like this person that has this turkey, there is like no evidence at all that this, first of all, those turkeys, let's hypothetically say the videos of PETA showed the guys doing shit to turkeys, living turkeys. These turkeys have been gutted, cleaned, you know, the vagina's gone.
Yeah.
All this shit's gone. There's no evidence at this point that turkey has anything. And so this is really like kind of fucked up, because
it is.
It is fucked up. It's fucked
up. It's propaganda. It's propaganda, dude.
Like, and the fact that, here's the thing, though. This is where, like, you know, I always talk about, like, people taking shit too far. Like, this woman, all if that was my turkey, and I opened that shit up, like, we got a turkey, we're going to have a turkey, right? You open that turkey up, and it looks like that. My head goes, man, we got an old turkey, dude. Like, this is an old turkey. Like, this turkey probably was around last year, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do? I don't know. We can trim off the bad areas and call it good. That's fine, generally. But my mind doesn't go, this turkey was fucked. Like, that is a really fucking bizarre.
I remember those videos 20-something years ago. I know what they do over there at Butterball.
Yeah, this poor.
Dude, that's exactly, this is what happened, is she had a bruised turkey. She took some pictures of it. She put it on social media. PETA found her and goes, hey, can we interview you for this story? Because we want to really push this vegan agenda.
Yep.
They find this clip of Butterball 20-something years ago, 2006, right?
Yep.
The internet.
They start resurfacing it.
Yeah.
People are like, oh my God, this is disgusting. Look at what they do. And meanwhile, if you go down to the bottom of this article, like Butterball is like responding, saying like, yeah, we're aware that this video is from nearly 20 years ago, which is, you know, it's being reshared across social media. This in no way reflects our current animal like welfare policies. Like, things have changed.
Yeah. And that's a big thing that it needs to be brought up. It really does. The over the past 20 plus years, and not even that it wasn't before, but like the testing and the making sure that the food is safe is there. Now, to say that it's never going to slip through the crack, listen, there's a lot of farms. There's big farms. There's small farms. A lot of these people get food from smaller farms. I want to be very clear. Like cattle, you can go to a lot of stores and they have local farming, right? And they all have the same restrictions, but they're obviously not a big corporation, which I know some people are like, fuck the big corporations. But the reality is like some of these companies like Butterball and other companies, right? They have a lot of fucking protocol with these big companies. They just do. That's usually a better thing when it comes to food. So listen, I'm not going to say that it never happens. That's a ridiculous statement. I'm sure it happens very limited. Okay. There's probably less. There's definitely more trans people than there are turkey fuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a very minimal.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so. I'd like to think so. But my point is that's like when you're talking about population.
I wonder if there's a statistic on how many turkey fuckers there are.
I'm just. It's not.
You should look this up.
But here's the thing: it's not
turkey fuckers of America.
Look at how many people in America fuck the turkey. Here's the thing, though: it's not just how many people. How many people do that and also work for a turkey company? You know what I'm saying? Like that's the big one.
I'm seeing jokes here for like basting the turkey.
Yeah, master basting
the turkey. I mean, we got a bunch of different avenues we could go here. Like,
listen, if that lady was super fucking concerned, what you do, you take that turkey and you go take it to a lab and have them look at it.
Well, her name's Tammy Burke. She's a California woman. She posted the images on Facebook.
Said. California, enough said, dude.
You know exactly. I
mean? There's no statistics on
what I would like to know.
Oh, imagine that.
I would like to know what this woman is. I would bet you, almost bet you, a lot that she is affiliated with a company like this. Not
that's what I was thinking, dude.
The whole like reaching out, fine, but I bet you she supports it, and I bet you this is why she's doing it. That she was trying to prove a point that she really doesn't even eat turkeys, probably, and that this was a big fucking sting thing to try to get people. But the truth is just like Trump, just like politics. You are or you're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're at this point, you're vegan or you're not vegan. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, she did say she was going to opt for a tri-tip beef roast or something, like anything but poultry this year.
And as if a cow can't be fucked. You know what I'm saying?
They definitely can.
Exactly.
It's just, it's dumb. It's a very dumb thing. Like,
they have holes too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. You know what I mean?
You ever seen a cow?
If you're willing to fuck a turkey, you're willing to fuck a cow.
That's next level, bro.
Yeah, we're going far.
It's going far.
I don't think that. I'm just going to say that.
Maybe it's too big.
This is not what it is.
Maybe it's intimidating.
This is not what it is. Anybody who believes that this what it is, you're kind of dumb. I got to be honest with you. This looks like a case of old turkey. That you got a bad turkey, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We just had one the other day. I just had one the other day. We actually ran out of turkeys.
You had a bad turkey?
Yeah, we actually kind of timed it, or not timed it, but we actually got a good count. Like, I worked yesterday. We ran out of turkeys. Great. I know that sucks because there's some people who want to come in the day before and buy a turkey, but that's a great thing because you're like, we're not carrying any over. You know what I'm saying? To,
yeah.
So, but there was one turkey sitting on the shelf. I'm like, oh, we got a turkey. I grabbed it, and the fucking package is ripped open a little bit, and that fucker looked like the top of that. It was dry as fuck.
It looked like a dick hole in it?
It looked like some dry-ass lip, like it needed a little lip balm on that baby. You know what I'm saying? It was dry.
Dang,
it was dry. So I threw that fucker away. You know, but some people don't.
Nothing dripped out of it?
No. Okay. No, it was frozen. But it was all dried up. You know what I'm saying? Because that freezer is 0 degrees, man. It's going to dry that lip up. You know what I mean? And then no juice is going to get that thing fucking undry. You know?
Anyway, I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving. You know, hopefully your turkey dinner will not be jizzed upon.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving thing? Yeah, of all things.
Not the dish?
Don't be like turkey. Like, what is your favorite
stuffing.
Dish? Stuffing. Ooh, that's a good
stuffing.
One, dude. That's
stuffing. Like, when do you ever have stuffing except for on Thanksgiving?
Never? Actually, no, that's not true.
I thought.
Uh-oh. Swallowed his dentures.
Yeah, dude.
No, I just.
My shit has teeth
has
in
to
it.
Say no. That's not what happened, everybody. Be calm.
No, I had some extra saliva.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
I've had stuffing other than Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man.
Many times a year.
Yeah, we buy it. Not a lot, but we definitely.
Stovetop?
Buy it.
Dude, stovetop is shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yes. And I've made this claim. I think that stuffing should be served year round at every single restaurant. McDonald's, fast food stuffing.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
That might be a little dicey.
Are you kidding?
Fast food stuffing? I don't know if that would be good or not.
Mixed stuffing?
That'll be good.
You remember that chain Boston Market?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They had that stuffing. And it was...
Never had it.
I love stuffing, too, man. I'm with you. I do love stuffing, and I do eat it. I wouldn't say all year long, but I definitely have it more than one time, for sure, because it's cheap. It's like $1.50 a box. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get some, like... good side with it. You know what I'm saying? It's filling.
Have you ever like made your own stuffing?
Jill does every year now.
Yeah
she makes that homemade. Good. And it's like thick chunks and it's just, man. I would say deviled eggs, bro. And I know that's not really just specifically for the but deviled eggs, you put a plate
that's
in
like
front
an Easter
of me,
thing, but yes.
I fucking, blah, 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 blah. I'll fucking eat eggs. That shit. Me and Chris have competitions almost. It's like, who can eat the most? You know what I mean?
They don't last very long.
They don't last long. There's never enough of those.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually just talking about them before the show, how you guys made deviled egg burgers. My dad was talking about wrapping them in bacon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bacon.
We you made know what kind burger of does bug delish. Me about deviled eggs, though?
What's that?
When they get wet. You know, like, you get a couple of them that are kind of still wet, like, from when they get washed off. Oh. Like, you'll wash them off, or, like, you'll wash the shell.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
And that sometimes bothers like, you?
Yeah,
oh, that to
like,
me
I
is
just
like,
don't like the excess
wetter,
water.
The better.
Yeah, dude, that thing, you
well,
fucking,
you know, hey.
You put that in your mouth,
say.
Pre-lubed, it's easy to go down. You know what I'm saying?
I want it to be savory in my mouth.
Yeah, but it's like,
I want to eat that.
It's
egg.
Like dipping a hot dog for a competition, dude. It gets a little moisture, and you fucking get them down faster. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm okay with a little wet.
Well, I'm not Joey Chestnut over here.
Yes,
yeah,
true.
I'm just a guy trying
that's
to enjoy
true.
My Thanksgiving eggs.
Well, I will say, like, if the deviled eggs have been sitting there for a while, and they start to get like
that
dried
harder.
And like they got the wrinkle look.
Yeah.
I mean, it,
no, thank you.
I would much rather have it be fresh and moist.
Oh, fresh is good. I don't mind when it gets that little bit of a crust from drying out. That
I mean,
top
I'm still going to eat it.
Oh, it's gone, dude. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. But that's, again, like most Thanksgiving stuff is not really like Thanksgiving exclusive. You know what I mean? Like turkeys are, stuffing arguably is close, but a lot of people have that. But most, but like, I mean, shit, to me, like, and it's a year-round thing for sure, but, like, just when you have that roll, that warm roll with butter, and you have that gravy, and you kind of fucking you dip that shit in that gravy and potatoes, dude.
Oh,
get
yeah, baby.
The fuck out of here. I
oh,
want more.
Sweet potatoes, too.
Candied yams.
Yep, I love them.
Dude, our work bought us a dinner the day before yesterday. It was, like, not really, like, a Thanksgiving dinner, but it kind of was. But it was from a southern, like, Cajun place.
Wow.
Fuck me,
okay.
Dude, so goddamn
you can't ever go wrong with some really good mashed potatoes and gravy, though.
See, they didn't have that. They had sweet potatoes, though. And I'm not a big sweet potato guy. Never have been. But with your dessert that you make, I'm feeling it. But they had these sweet potatoes. She's like, just get some, my boss. Just put some on there. It's
they're
good.
Cheap.
And they were so fucking good. They were so, they had that juice, dude, that cinnamony kind of. And then I had collard greens for the very first time.
Collard greens.
Because I work with a lot of black folks, and they're great. And I told my boss, I was like, I've never had collard greens, actually. And she's like, no. I'm like, no, I have not. So she's like, put that shit on there. And I'm like, all right, I'll try it. It was not bad, dude. It was not fucking bad.
Great.
It's not bad,
baby. It was not bad. They did it with like a turkey. Sometimes they use pork, you know, and different things. And
did anybody make mac and cheese?
Like they had mac and cheese too. They had mac and cheese.
Like the really nice mac and cheese?
This was very nice mac and cheese. This company, they were great. Dude, we got a chicken leg. It was chicken. They didn't do turkey.
Yeah.
But it was just, dude, it was a black owned business. It was very seasoned. It was fucking delicious, bro. It was delicious. And I love that shit.
The food we got at that bar was pretty good too.
The what?
Remember when we went out drinking here a long time ago and the bar we walked into had like a potluck going?
Oh yeah. We went to a tavern. It was a tavern.
And like all these random people just bring in food and they had a whole table of
they
food
already had
sitting
it there.
In the bar.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, walk up to get a drink and they're like, food's open, guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, we walked in. This place was...
was it like a pinochle party or something?
No, they had a band playing. So we walked in. It was like one of the last places we went to. We walked in. It was like a tavern, but it was like... It's in an old building. It's like a very old, like historic building.
Old brick building, yeah.
So we walked in and we're like, okay, there's some 30, 40-year-olds here, but it's mostly like 50, old 60, people, 70. Yeah. So it was like... But they had a band playing. The band was pretty good. The
band was good.
And there was this table and had all this fucking, like all these little crock pots and shit. And we got drinks and we were watching the band and the woman that worked behind the counter, she's like, y'all, there's food over there if y'all want to go get some food. And we're like, what is it? She's like, oh, it's a potluck, you know? And we just were over there like fucking shit. Scooping shit up, dude, eating. And we're like, God damn it, dude, this is fucking hospitality, bro. This is amazing shit, dude. It was good, man. It was good.
Well, like especially if you guys were kind of like, you know, getting a little drunk.
Oh, yeah.
We
were
having some food.
Yeah. We were feeling good. We felt good, man. And that food was pretty all right.
Hit the spot.
There was like one little dessert thing they had that was not good. It was like a star-shaped chocolate butthole. It was kind of a weird...
I didn't have that.
Yeah, I had that. And it was not... It was like, I don't know what this is. I don't know what happened here. You know, this is Carl that brought this one. And Carl made this from some leftover shit at his house. You know what I'm saying?
Damn it, Carl!
Fuck yeah, that's what it was.
Come on, green bean casserole is pretty good too.
I don't like that.
I like green bean casserole.
I'm not a big fan of that either. I do like celery casserole though.
What?
Wow. That's pretty freaking bomb, dude. My mom makes a celery casserole where it's like she crinkle or I think it's like chicken and a biscuit on top.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like baked.
Hold on. Okay.
So wait, is this like a cream of celery soup thing? Is that what
it
is?
Yeah, it's like, okay. Well, not soupy. It's more solid, but it's actual celery. Mixed in with, I believe, cream of
celery,
cream of chicken, maybe. Yeah. But like, you can put some cheese in there.
Okay. See, I'm down.
And then you bake it for a little bit, and then you add like the crackers on top, and then you bake that a little bit, and it's really fucking good.
See, I'm down. Mm. I'm down. Dude, casseroles to me is where it's at, bro.
Yeah.
If you see one,
that tater tot casserole.
Oh, tater tot. It's my favorite dish, dude. It is my favorite fucking thing. My kids hate it. My wife is like mediocre on it, but I'm like, you make that for me. I'm going to eat it. Mm-hmm. It'll be gone in a couple days. I'm fucking...
That's daddy's dish.
That's my dish. Those taters. You know what I'm saying? I want those fucking taters. Casseroles, like when you see somebody... Now, green bean casserole is not my jam. Let's be honest with you. But any other casserole, I'm like, I'm intrigued. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I feel it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, I'll fuck with that a little bit. But you never know who makes this shit. That's the one thing, dude. Even with the potluck... I had a gal at work, and she's like, hey, man, I'm making this. It's like an easy lasagna. And she does it with, like, cheese tortellini.
I mean, I'm down for lasagna, for sure.
Yeah, but she makes it with, like, a cheese tortellini instead of, like, sheets, and it's layered and shit. And I was like, yeah, I'll try something, dude. And she brought me this fucking thing, like, a pretty good size of it. You know, I'm like, okay. And then I got it home, and I'm like, yeah, I just don't know. Like, I feel weird because, like, I don't know how you made it. Like, where, what? And she's really cool. Like, she's a really nice girl. But, like, anytime somebody makes food and brings it to me, that's not like a restaurant, just like somebody brings something in, I always get this weird like, yeah, but what?
Are you trying to kill
me? Did you wash your hands? Like, what did you put in this shit?
Are you a financial advisor considering the independent RIA model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. They've helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.
Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Consider the RIA model. Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move. To find your path, start with Schwab at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths today.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, how dirty is your house? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I always think, like, are they trying to kill everybody? Like,
what, yeah, secretly trying motive? To take
why,
you out.
Why would you just randomly bring
you
food
just,
to everybody?
You watch videos of people making food, and you're,
Chris
you.
All of a sudden turns into Puff Daddy.
Who are you trying to poison my food, bitch?
Yeah. Yeah. Why'd you give me lube with this? What are you trying to do with me here?
You want to know my secrets?
I mean,
can my dentureless mouth eat this? You know what I'm saying?
Especially if, like, you're at work or something, and one of the people you don't like brings in food, and you're like,
dude, there's
you're trying to kill me, aren't you?
There's too
you're
many.
You're trying to kill me.
There's too many, like, videos out there of people cooking, and you're like, oh my god, like, this is so gross. The way that you cook, like, the pans you're using are dirty. The fucking you cross contaminating shit. It's just like, it's a lot.
Oh, I don't care about
cooking. Oh, I care. Because, like, I don't want to get food poisoning. And
you're cooking it.
No.
Well, it just depends.
You don't know, though. Because she brought me this stuff cold. And I'm going to eat it. Because she's cool. Like, I think she's cool. Very cool. So I trust it. But I'm just saying, like, you don't know. Because you get it cold, and they're like, yeah, you just got to heat it back up to whatever. And I'm like, okay, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's, like, is there a nail?
So she brought it and it wasn't even cooked yet?
She brought me a tray of cooked. And a pan that's
of, like, uncooked.
Of an uncooked one that I can bake myself later if I wanted to.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, but she was like, I'm cleaning out my freezer.
Like, is it going to hold this whole time? It's been, like, unrefrigerated and not cooked?
No, it's refrigerated. It's always refrigerated. I got it at work, and I had it in the cooler, and then I took
it
home.
Just eat it.
No, immune system.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
That's what it's for.
I'm just saying, like, sometimes you don't want to eat people's shit because you're like, I don't know.
Definitely don't want to eat people's shit.
Nope, don't eat the poop. But yeah, if it's good food, just eat it. You know.
Damn.
Did you guys hear about this drama event that happened? I should just take this back. Do you guys know who Kai Cenat is, or Kai Cenat? I don't know how you say this.
That's
I
not who, ringing a bell.
I know who Cobra Kai is.
The Cobra Kai Cenat.
Yeah.
He's the most popular Twitch streamer, like, ever.
Okay.
Right. He's like this. He's a black dude. He's got, like, this huge house.
Oh, Kai.
A bunch.
Yeah. Kai. Yeah, bro. Yeah. 100%.
Right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it took
me. So he's on Twitch and all this stuff. He's, like, entertaining. And he has, like, magicians come in the show every now and then. There was an incident where the magician that he had on the show hanged himself.
On the show?
Yes. And it was, like, this live streaming event. And it was, like, Kai had to, like, choose a handle to pull, and I have the video. We can play it up until the point where he, you know, lifts up in the air. But he's like, okay, I have to choose one of these. If I pull the wrong one, it's going to hang this man. And he pulled the wrong one, bro, and the guy launched up, like, 5 feet in the air by his neck and on a rope. And he's just like, and everyone's like, oh my god, get him down. And they're like, stop filming. He's like, dude, what the fuck? He's like, you can't do this shit on Twitch. And he's like, what the hell is this? You know, like, I'm not trying to kill anybody. Like, what the hell are you guys doing? Like, this is supposed to be a magic trick.
I think it's fake.
So it turned into, like, this big thing. Yeah, and I agree.
Where's the, like, video? Is it in our bookmarks?
Yeah, I think, yes. I think when you get these guys like this, these are set up to get a lot of people to view something. And this is what they're really good at, man.
Correct. What? So if you go down to the second bookmarked clip, it's actually a clearer video.
Okay.
And you can play it up until, I think it's, like, around the 53 seconds he gets hanged. But it's nuts, dude. I was just like,
I think it's called.
But if you die, what happens? I go to jail.
I don't want to see this.
So the guy with the rope around his neck, that's the magician.
Oh, I've seen that guy before.
Yeah.
My mom told me to pick this one. We outside in the basketball court.
He really likes that symbol.
I don't know what the fuck to do right now.
The West Coast Chopper symbol?
Is that what it is?
It looks like it.
It looks like the Independent logo. Okay, you can stop. He picks up a handle, right?
Yeah.
But as you can imagine, this guy shoots up into the air. Like, his feet go up to where the other noose is. Like,
Wait,
he goes up.
We can't watch it?
I don't know. I don't know what YouTube.
I won't put it on. I won't put it on screen. Let's
No. How about you? Okay, go ahead and do that.
We'll watch it and then
just play it. And right? Like, you can hear the sound.
Yeah. Because you've seen it, Greg. Right?
I've seen it.
So we'll just watch it real quick. And sorry, folks, but
it's around 53 seconds. So I mean, if you want to, you can still play the video up until. I mean, it's up to you.
Don't think we're about there.
Yeah.
I can't do this shit. You got to
win it. So he's like talking. He can't figure out. What do I do?
It's like a bad David Blaine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bad.
Nah.
Just fucking push it.
Hey. I've never on blood. Report a card. I'm in quarter string.
3, 2. You missed a few numbers.
Oh!
Right. There he goes up. They slam him down.
Yeah, that's. What the fuck, dude?
Right?
Fake as fuck. That was set up that way.
But so they all start freaking out. Of course it was set up that way. I mean, it's like no matter which one he pulls, he's gonna go up, right?
Well, maybe not. But either way, there's only two options, and like it's a this is to me very clicky. Like so, first of all, like he didn't drop. That's where
he just went up.
He went up, dude. He went up by the neck,
and he immediately went back down. I mean, what's the problem here?
And he went up. He went up slow, and he actually didn't go up as far as I thought he would.
No, he did not. And on top of that, they dropped him quickly. Now, see, here's the thing: the reason that the hanging thing is so violent is when they drop them, historically, like through the hole, it snaps their neck, bro. I mean, it literally snaps their neck, and they're fucking die. This guy just like this is like being in a chokehold for 5 seconds, like literally. Yeah. To me, this was like in the overreaction. The medic.
I feel like we could show that on YouTube.
I don't know.
Nah,
I would rather not.
No?
Nah. Just, you never know with these people.
Anyway, dude, it turned into like this big thing. Mm-hmm. His posse that he was with, like the magician was there. His name's like Max something.
Yeah.
Right? Max Major.
Max.
Is the magician.
Yeah.
Magician Max Major.
I think using magician is probably, you should probably, maybe not. I feel like this is not really like magic. This is just.
Well, he's known for his magic. He does like card tricks and all that shit. He's been on that show before, right?
Okay.
So like he was with this other guy who started like walking away as soon as that happened. Like, oh shit, we got to get out of here. And so everybody's like, whoa, why is he leaving? Like, so they chased him. They filmed the whole thing of him just, like this Kai guy, his posse chasing everybody down.
Yeah.
And it turned into like this big freaking thing where people started getting mad, starting getting, you know, not violent, but just wondering, like, what the hell are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
And so eventually he's like, dude, we got to calm it down because we just look like we're going crazy, and that's what they want. They want us to look like we're getting crazy right now, and they want us to do something stupid. He's like, I've learned a lot of things. This is what the Kai guy was saying. So, like, it was just an interesting event because we've talked about, like, things that Joe Rogan does, right? There's a certain thing that you can do and you can't do. There's things you can talk about, you can't talk about when you're that level. Because this guy is literally like the Joe Rogan of Twitch.
Oh, for sure. He's huge.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's huge.
Like, he's got contracts. He lost his Nike deal after this event.
Really?
Nike dropped him.
Yeah, this is... Yeah. I know, but this is a big stunt, dude. This is a giant stunt, in my opinion. 100%. Like, and Whitney says, too, he does a lot of scenes that feel like stunts. And I believe this is one. Because there was no immediate danger here, just being real. Like, it doesn't seem like there's any immediate danger. However, the average layman's looking at it like, oh my god, a guy hung himself. It's not the same thing, dude.
Well, it wasn't hung himself, and it is kind of like that reverse role here. I mean, like, think about it, because Agent KK in the chat says, imagine if the magician was black. Like, what's the imagery you're sending here, right?
Well, he got hung by a
lynching
by a black man. So a black man pulled the trigger on it.
Do we need to go there? Like, does it need to have, like...
But he also set up the fucking thing himself.
I know, this guy, like Kai, I'm not saying he's bad. The guy has, he's the way he is and as successful as he is for a reason. And it's the same with, like, Mr. Beast and all these other places. They do these things that are, like, shock value that people are going to be able to, like, retweet because they don't know if it's real or not real. And so it gets a ton of views. It gets a lot of conversation. And I feel like that's why he's so successful. Most people aren't willing to do that. They're just not. You know what I'm saying? They're not willing to go that far, but he is. And it's the same with, we were just talking about Wild Boys and Jackass. Like, They do crazy shit because they know it's going to be talked about. Like, can you believe that guy took a shit on a toilet at Lowe's? Like, yeah, he knew that they were going to make a lot of money from doing it. Like, of course.
So I take that back about the whole, like, deal. I guess Nike just unfollowed Kai Cenat.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The man is he's probably making so much money right now. He's making so much money right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From this. And yeah, all the clips are going to be recirculated in droves. And it's a play. It's a good play, dude. And he's going to play it off. They all do. They're like, man, we, you know, the chase scene and the fucking, like, we got to calm down, bro. Like, okay. Okay. Yeah. Duh. Yeah. But you're not going to because it helps you.
No.
No shade. Yeah. Well, no fucking shade.
He said that there's no magicians ever allowed on his show. I honestly don't give a shit. I've never heard of this guy until I saw this video. So I'm like, what is this about?
He's very prevalent, man. I mean, he was even in like the NBA All-Star game, like the celebrity All-Star game. Like he's a dude that is prevalent. You know what I'm saying? Like he's
for what though? What is he? Just talks on Twitch?
Just the fact that like he's a person. Just like what's the relevancy of Mr. Beast? Even though that guy's something else. But I'm just saying it's the same realm, right? Like he has a huge following. Joe Rogan, a huge following. People know who he is, and he's a celebrity in that aspect. That's really all it comes down to.
He's like the Kardashian of Twitch.
There you go. I mean, except the Kardashians are probably like satanic weirdos, but you know what I mean? Maybe he is.
Well, they're witches.
Yeah, they're probably witches, dude.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, I think that, yes, he could be doing this to make money. He could be doing this as like, let's get my show out there even more, right? Because I honestly had never heard of his show until I saw this clip. And I was like, what is this whole thing about, right?
I mean, if you're on like Instagram or TikTok or any of that, like the dude is in your feeds. You may not watch his stuff, but he is in there 100%. Like
I've never seen him, dude. I don't know. I mean, I got different feeds though.
I mean, so. He even boxed. He was in like a boxing thing, man. Like he just like, you know what I'm saying? He's one of those guys that's like puts himself into all these different things, you know what I'm saying? That's like a Logan Paul, you know what I'm saying? Like he's just that kind of figure that is like constantly.
I want to know like what's the symbol all over his hat, his shirt? Like he's got it everywhere, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's just a brand or something probably.
Yeah, I want to find that out. I want to know what he's into. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, West Coast Choppers and shit use that same thing. It would just say
it's a Maltese cross.
Same thing, and just say West.
Isn't that what it is? Maltese cross, Maltese.
The Maltese cross.
Yeah,
huh?
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a Maltese cross. I could be wrong. I that just literally came out of my mouth. I'm not even 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure.
I'm gonna look it up.
Maltese cross.
Yeah, like the Independent logo. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
that's the Knights Templar logo.
Yeah, same.
Very interesting.
I
mean, it looks a little different than that, but yes, it is. That is the Maltese cross.
Is a symbol of protection.
It says something unit on it, on his.
But they use it for the firefighters too, man.
Yeah, they use it all over the place.
Yeah.
It's probably one of his brand deals or something, because it says something unit on it. I don't know what it says.
It says, it means that the firefighter that wears this cross is willing to lay down his life, just as the crusaders sacrificed their lives for their fellow men so many years ago. The Maltese cross is a firefighter's badge of courage. This is really just about firefighters, but so it's a badge of courage, you know, I mean, like that you're willing to, you know, die for a cause, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, the Iron Cross, Order of Malta, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, Crusader Cross. Yeah, man. Yeah.
He knows where, like, the Templar treasure is.
That's what I'm thinking, dude. Maybe he's an initiate. I don't know.
I don't know, man. See, the thing I've always wondered about that kind of stuff, you know, is you never know. You never know. Like, there are certain people, like, I mean, Haley, the Hawk Tua girl, you know, for an example, she kind of blew up, right? And then she has her own show, and people are talking about her, and she's on videos. It's like, you don't know. At any point, like when you may have that time where all of a sudden you're like thrust into limelight, for a lot of people, it's years. But like, I've always like in like our aspect, I've always wondered this because we do talk about symbolism and other such things, you know, at that point. And it's funny to me because when I analyze it in that aspect, I'm like, okay, let's hypothetically say this show blew up, right? We're just a really, really big show, tons of fucking followers. I'm like looking at shit that we do, you watch videos or you see something in the background. Like, I wouldn't want people to be like, these guys are, definitely bought out, paid for. It's satanic. You know, Greg's got a globe back there. It's, you know.
Dude, it has happened to us. Like, yeah, you've done something like with a circle finger, like the 3-6.
Oh, I do
like
that all the time.
You're doing sign, and people are like, why is Dave?
Well, here's the thing.
And, you know, because like you question this stuff, you know? So yeah. It's like, is he questioning this stuff because he's part of it?
Oh, yeah. But see, that's why, like, I'm so. Listen, and it's just an explanation. That's all I'm trying to say. Like, the reason that I'm so, like, not against, but, like, I question these things so much is because I feel like you could look at anybody and you could find something. Because what you guys don't really see my hands a lot here, but I hold my hands like this most of the
Illuminati
time.
Illuminati style, dude. You do
I'm doing it right now. I've been doing it this whole time.
You do the yoni.
And, like, I'm just literally holding my hands like this. I'm just touching my fingers. But, like, there are people that would be like, oh, fuck.
Look you know at what that means,
and
right?
I go, you're fucking dumb. You're fucking dumb. So then when I hear, like, a Rogan, right, for example, or whoever, name it, right, and they go, these guys are fucking stupid. Like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. I'm like, yeah, I get you. I get you. Like, because, like, it doesn't mean anything. Like, unless you are meaningfully doing
it. Well,
it
doesn't mean anything to you.
I know, but...
Yeah, and that's the thing, dude. Like, you have to have a place of position that is significant in the economy. You know what I mean? So, like, when you have, like, Trump doing all these hand gestures all the time, and it's like, is he doing this on purpose, or is this just, like, a comfort thing? You know what I mean? Like, is it a nervous twitch? Who the hell knows?
But you see it with, like, Trump, right? Where he's sitting down, and he's having, like, a Absolutely. Thing, and he holds his hands. And I'm like, and for me... When I hear people talk, I'm like, that's exactly how it's. There's no doubt about it. When I'm sitting with my legs open like that, and I put my fingers, that was how I'd probably sit.
I feel like I would sit there in a group of people, and I would do that. And that's how I would sit there, and that's how that'd be like my judging position. I'm just judging all of you.
Honestly, I'm like, you know why?
I'm looking at all these pieces of shit, and I'm just like,
like, Smithers, bring me another potion. I have to poison one of these
That's
mules.
Me thinking negatively about you.
Well, honestly, that position, like where you keep your fingertips together, I did that like in interviews to keep my hands from getting sweaty because I'm like, I'm going to have to shake this guy's hand.
Yep.
And I don't want my fucking hand being super sweaty. So I do that so that way it air dry.
You should have just sat there the whole time going like this.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is so exciting. I'm just so fucking happy.
Greg, this is why I love you so much, bro, because that's exactly what I think. When I'm like, I get sweaty hands, you know what I'm saying, and I hold my hands apart because if I hold my hands like this or, you know, like...
Or any other way.
It's like they get hot. I'm going to have to shake and I'm going to have to do that whole like leg rub before I... And you know, you do
exactly.
that.
And that's the one thing you never want to see. You don't want to see a man rubbing his sweaty hand his pant leg. To wipe the sweat off before
shake
he shakes it.
To be very clear, I'm cool with it, man. Like,
actually, I appreciate it.
No, I don't really care. Like, I'll shake a sweat hand. I don't care. I really don't give a shit. Honestly, I'm like shaking.
That's a real shake.
Yeah, I don't really care. But my point, all I'm trying to say is that it's because of these things, it's so easy to like lump somebody in. Like you just did. I mean, not seriously, but you were just like, I wonder what that shit is. I wonder what that fucking symbol is. And it's like.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
No, I know.
Like, with
no, you're not
power,
wrong.
I think they do things. Yeah, in a like a ritualistic manner for sure.
Some, absolutely, dude.
Yeah.
And the things that strike me with the hand symbolisms, and I feel like it's very intentional and you can see it. And there was that one of Congress, I think it was in Congress, and there was a gentleman in the back, and he just like was standing there looking around. You can only see him like neck down, but he just goes like, you know what I mean? Like just real quick. He starts
real quick.
And he like looks over and he's like, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay,
you're communicating.
You're like a third base coach
something.
At a baseball game right now.
You're doing call signs.
You're signaling.
Yep. Yeah.
You're signaling. Now, did you see the
throw
one?
Throw me a slow strike down the middle there, Bob.
The crazy one is, did you see that shit with Putin and Kim Jong? That was some fucking signaling, bro.
No, I didn't.
Look this shit up.
Hold on.
So they were at like a fucking meeting not that long ago. I don't know the exact date, but they were at a meeting and Putin starts playing with the microphone in a certain direction. Kim Jong starts doing the same thing, and he starts like rubbing his ear in a certain way. They were communicating. It, to me, it was like the most obvious thing ever. Let me see if I can look. Because I thought this was very. No, that's not it. They're at a table, like he's. You know those bendable microphones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So let me see if I can find it real quick, so I can save it on here and. Because I want you to see this, because I feel like this is exactly like you can tell that something's off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Putin, mic signal. maybe it's Mike Signal, Kim. Oh, here we go. This might be it. Yeah, I saved it. I saved it. You got my TikTok. Don't play the music or anything right now. It's kind of, this one's kind of cheesy because they had a bunch of
fucking music.
Oh, is that the X Files music?
Thank.
Yes. They won't. Oh, they changed this.
Oh, they did. Wow.
I changed it all up here.
Uh oh.
The only thing is, I don't know if this one shows. I think it does.
So he's playing. He's like literally playing with the microphones. Oh, he's doing Morse code, dude.
Yes, ooh. It's like a Morse code. Yes, and there's actually one where, and I hope they show it here, but Kim actually does it back in the same kind of a manner, basically. And I'm not sure if that, because this is not the original video I saw.
Dude, he looks like he's playing a poker game right now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks like he's thinking.
That's not it. That's not the fucking video.
And Putin's like looking right at him.
Well,
too.
You see, like as soon as he started, he looks up at him and then starts doing it.
Yeah, that's not the video, though.
So he puts it down, left. We should figure that out. What is the Morse code that he's sending?
And he sees him, and then he starts thinking about it.
Dude, this is such like a Texas Hold'em poker game.
But you can see
exactly what they would look like.
But you
right?
can see like him, like they're, you can see him like looking across the table and like acknowledging the, it's something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they said pregame that they're like, okay, listen, if I do this double 2-3 over on this side, that means that I'm not in agreements with this proposal or some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like something. But it's like very, very obvious that like something is going on.
Flex sent me a video of Logan Paul, Jake Paul's brother, backstage before, maybe it was after the fight, but he was doing like the 360.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, hold on. Great. Not Greg. I'm not trying to interrupt you. I apologize. But we found the video where it's both of them, and you can see this very clearly.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, man.
Hold on.
Yeah, you start this bad boy over
here. Yeah, start it over.
So you see the...
Yep.
Okay.
I think
so Putin's playing with the microphones.
They're looking back and forth at each other.
Oh, now he's going one, down, down.
Yeah, come on, man. You're doing something here. You're communicating right now.
Left, right, left.
Yeah, left, right, left on that one.
What was that? Morse code, anybody? Come on now.
I don't know that that's what Morse code is more of about. Like,
I mean, but why would you do that?
There's
no reason to do that.
They had something going on before. There's no doubt that they communicated before and they were listening to other people talk and they were saying, listen, if we agree to this proposal, like I'll do this, or if we agree to this or disagree with this, I'll let you know if I'm interested by hitting this, and you can tell me if you're interested by hitting this. It's something. It's something that, but it's like a very blatant. That's the kind of shit that you're like. That's not just him being fidgety. That's what I'm talking about.
No, he was very like, I'm doing this on purpose.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. There's you have to really look at, are people doing something on purpose or not. But what were you talking about with this Jake Logan Paul thing?
So I sent the video to the Instagram, Chris. Pardon my American Instagram, but I mean, it's literally like Jake Paul doing the 360s thing, like looking down. I don't know what the hell is going on. He's just like looking down at the ground, doing the 360s. And people are like, what? Is this like some sort of Illuminati type of thing? I don't know, bro. Like, what is this? Like, he's doing it right in front of him, right before the fight. It looks like it's before the fight. Right, he's amping him up. He's like, remember, brother, we got the 360s on our side. I don't get it.
Yeah,
like, it could be nothing, but it's like, why does it mean something to him?
That's also,
and that's why I want
a weird position to be like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I want to know, what does that mean to him? You know, like, it looks stupid. It looks like it's, you know, he's going to jerk off or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You know, Squeezy McQueenie.
That to me looks a little bit like that's a pre kind of considered thing, like that he knows what he's doing. I mean, we've seen Trump where he does I've done it where I'm like, dude, you know, like my fingers just happen to touch. But like that's like he's holding that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a really precisely held. I don't know, man. That would be interesting to know. And again, I feel like when you look at that, that's different than like just analyzing. So that's really where I'm trying to vary off the two. Like,
Yeah.
People can really find something with anything. Like, you know, it could be anything, especially when you talk about numbers and all this other shit. You know, like, you can find it. You can find it. So I just want to, you know, I personally like to question those as like, okay, more than likely, there's not anything to this. Now, there are people that are evil, and there are people that have been probably sacrificed something or gave up something for some power, for sure. They have to do certain things. And I think that's reality as well. I just don't think that as many people as we think are doing it. That's where I'm at with it. I think it's a lot, but I think most of them aren't evil. You know what I mean? Just because you're mm-hmm. famous and you make it to a point doesn't mean that you're just immediately evil. Because right. then at what point do you become that? And you're like, no, that's not what it is. I'm not paid off by the government. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not that shit.
But, or not just by the government, but, you know, by a cult.
Secret society, some fucking, you know, like, they're not all that way. They're not all that way. I'm sorry to break it.
Some are.
I would like to believe.
Some are. I think there's a lot. That's what I'm trying to say. There's a lot. And when you look at Hollywood, I think a lot of Hollywood's really fucked up, man. I mean, there's no doubt about it that the vast majority of people in that
music,
community.
I think music. There's a lot of people that are big and famous that shouldn't be.
Yeah, but see,
not only that, but like when you have Jeffrey Epstein getting arrested and all this stuff, and nobody in Hollywood is ever talking about the pedo stuff at all.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on here? Why are you not talking about this?
You know what's fucking hilarious to me? And I was thinking about the other night, just because I do love metal and I love heavy metal and I love crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of people hate him, Manson and all that stuff. I've always been into like metal and rock and going to a show. And seeing like this insane, elaborate fucking show is, to me, is very exciting. It's fun. It makes part of what makes rock music great.
Yeah.
It's because you're a devil worshiper, right?
Yeah, right. That's what it is, dude.
It's a devil's music.
But what I've always found funny was,
take out your dentures and say it. Oh, yes. First live stream denture pull out.
It's a devil's music.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I love it. Yes.
Put those toppers back in,
my American
bro.
Is back, baby.
God, we got more American by having dentures on the set,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah. Fuck
Jesus
yeah.
Jesus Christ, bro.
That was awesome.
You did the first time was before the show today. I've seen you without them, dude.
Well, I didn't want to show. They had to heal a little.
I get you. I get you.
They were pretty gross looking for a while.
What I was saying was, I find it like really funny though that like these bands, right? Like you can say that they're devil worshipers. A lot of, you know, the old thing, like Elvis was a devil worshiper. He's the devil's music. Kiss was the devil's music. Alice Cooper and Slipknot, Manson, Ghost, like you name it, right? They're all this thing. But like the ones that you need to worry about are the pop stars, bro. The ones you need to worry about are these fucking, I'm good. I love kids. I love being, because Slipknot's like, you can say what you want, but right? You watch the backstage. They're dorks. They fucking have fun. They're like, yeah, there's a fucking, yeah, dude, we plan this shit out. Like we make this stuff. We want it to be freaky, scary. But the ones that scare me the most are the pop stars. The ones that are your kids like, and you're like, they're not good. Mm-hmm. They're fucking not good. And they're also the ones that are hanging out with the rest. You're not seeing a lot of like, I mean, I'm not saying he's never done it, but you don't see Corey Taylor at the fucking Hollywood parties. You don't see, you don't see fucking even Ozzy Osbourne at the Hollywood. You don't see that. Like, they're almost like the rejected group. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying they don't go to the Grammys or but I'm just saying like
they are the naturally famous people.
Like the Taylors, the fucking Olivia Rodrigo, all those people are with them and they're part of them, like a big part of them. You know what I'm saying?
Do you see
it's weird.
Do you see Ariana Grande lately?
Weird.
After they Very did the weird. Wicked. What is Wicked a movie? Is
yeah,
that
it's,
what
a
it is?
It's a movie, but it's based off a play. Yes.
Did they get that skinny just for the movie?
No, that happened during the set, and the other actress, I can't remember her name, but she looks fucking not good.
So
not good.
A few years ago, I just seen this pop up online. There was like a before a few years ago picture of them, mm-hmm. and then a now picture of them, and I don't know what the fuck happened, but they look like they're dying.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's the diabetes drug that every girl is taking.
Oh, Ozempic.
It's not good.
Ozempic. Yeah.
For what? They weren't even. They were healthy looking. They were like
exactly.
perfectly fine.
That's what sucks, dude. Like all the thick girls are going away. Like fuck.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande wasn't even thick. She was like very petite person.
She's a very small person. I don't know.
I'm just saying in general.
I don't know if it's Ozempic.
I'm sad to see the thickness go away.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Ozempic or not. I'm not sure. But like there are some speculations that get a little funky is that the Wicked movie, because there was
cursed
like
them.
What's weird about them is they had this weird bond now. Which is fine. You make friends, you become close to somebody. But like when they do interviews together, they always hold each other's hand. They're very odd. Like, it's very, very, like, not normal the way they
act.
Well,
you remember the Ariana Grande concert where they were shot. It was like this wave of energy that knocked a bunch of
people. That wasn't Ariana
down.
Grande.
Wasn't it?
No, that was...
Who's that?
No, I don't think that was Ariana Grande. She had the concert where people were shot and killed in Paris or in England. Remember where there was like that shootout
yes.
at the show?
Oh, yeah.
That was at a festival, and I don't think that was Ariana. I could be wrong, but I'm like 95% sure it was not her. It was like Del Rey, Lana Del Rey, or somebody else.
Lana Del Rey.
I can't tell. I don't know who all these... Like, you say... I know who Ariana Grande is just because I just seen her. But like, you say... Lana Del Rey. Yeah. I don't even know what... I can't even tell you who...
The thing is, I like Lana Del Rey. She actually went and married, like, an alligator hunter, bro. Like, she's, like, all, like, backwoods.
All right, cranky.
She's backwoods as fuck, bro. She's like, I don't even give a fuck about this Hollywood shit. She lives on, like, a fucking alligator farm, bro. Oh. I'm cool with that. But I'm just saying, like, Travis Scott, remember he had that shit where people were, like, you know, he wouldn't stop the show, and there were people, like, getting crushed and shit, and there was all that
dude.
Fucking...
That was
symbolism.
Fucking,
so
that
I'm,
was it, definitely, like, a satanic type of...
Yeah. Yeah. Something was up with that shit. But I don't know where we were at with it. But my point is like, I don't know if that's what it was. I don't know if they got into the thing really hard. That particular movie, you know, it's based off a play. I mean, maybe they did, but they don't look normal. They don't look like they're the same people anymore. And that's been a long time with Ariana Grande. She just, there's some shit going on. I don't know what that shit is, man.
It's weird.
It's not healthy.
Very strange.
I don't know if it's Ozempic though. That Ozempic stuff. I'm not a fan of that shit, man. I'm really just not a fan of that shit.
Maybe it's just black magic.
It probably is black magic.
I think it's black magic, dude.
It'll get you.
Witchy, witchy, witch.
Ban says cocaine. Maybe, dude. Yeah.
Well, that said Ozempic and cocaine combined.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, look, Agent KK said, Dave, she is a witch and had her audience do witchcraft on Trump. And then watch how the crowd all fell back. So that was Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, sure. That's possible. Mm-hmm. I don't follow her. I don't even listen to her. I don't even know a single song from her. I just thought it was kind of cool. She went and married some like fucking Joe Blow that was not some Hollywood weirdo. But either way, she could be. I'm sure she is. I don't give a shit. You know, if she's weird, if she's Hollywood to me still to some extent. But I don't listen to her. I don't know. Ariana, my daughter, has always liked Ariana Grande. She doesn't listen to her really anymore. But you see that shit and you're just like, man, like, I don't know. It's just a weird, like, body complex. I don't know if, like, what are you telling people that like you or younger girls that like you? Like, you look sick. You look really sick. You know what I mean? And the other girl looks sick, too, dude.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Too thin.
Something wrong with them.
It's like they don't have any souls to fucking fulfill them. You know what I mean?
Something wrong. Oh, it's getting sucked out.
Oh, my God.
All right, gentlemen. Ozempic steals your soul.
Folks. Yeah. We hope that you have a very, very safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving with your family, your loved ones. Be happy, be well. We're very thankful for all of you. We're thankful for you guys. We really are. You guys have stuck with us. We love you for it. And I'm thankful for you too, man. You guys are amazing. Amazing friends, man.
Fucking love you guys.
Hell yeah, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays.
I fucking love you guys.
Eat a turkey. Don't fuck it.
Don't fuck the turkeys, man. Yeah. You know you'll think about it. You're like,
The golden rule.
No
fucking turkeys.
All right, folks. Nope. Take care of yourselves. Have a great holiday.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Are you a financial advisor considering the Independent Registered Investment Advisor or RIA model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths. Are you a financial advisor considering the Independent Registered Investment Advisor or RIA model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.